You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to the 2017 Winter Meetings here in sunny Orlando, Florida. I'm Danny Wexelman with Richard Justice, our executive correspondent for MLB.com, and Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. We are here on Facebook Live today taking your questions, so send them in. We want to answer all of them. I'm going to start things off, though, today with you, Brian. Let's start first. AJ Hinch met with the media on Tuesday. I want to know the most interesting thing that he said.
The most interesting thing for me was something that really is off the field, in that even now, going out around Houston, he was out to lunch with George Springer recently, and people are still coming up to him, telling them how much that World Series meant to them, their family. They're saying, man, we were at Colt Stadium in the 1960s with the Mosquitoes. All 56 years of the Astros, we were there. Wow. We never thought we would see this. And it just, everywhere he goes, people are coming up and just want to say hello, maybe get a picture and see how much it means to them. And it means a lot to AJ for that to happen. I mean, he loves to take time with them, and I thought that was really cool.
You've lived your whole life in Houston, and mostly heartbreak in terms of sports.
Yeah.
What was it like? What's it been like for you to try to grasp at these guys that you've covered for 15 years, and these kids, Altuve and Springer and Correa, that they've done this thing that's a dream? What's it like for you as a resident of Houston?
Yeah, it was kind of hard to believe. You know, in the ninth inning of Game 7, when there was one out, I sort of just stopped what I was doing and just said, I need to just watch this, focus on it,
yeah,
and just remember this day. It was you know, one of the biggest days in Houston sports history, if not the biggest. And then to watch them celebrate, it was just kind of hard to sink in. And you know, I had so much work to do, but my phone was going crazy with friends, high school classmates, family. Everybody was just so excited when 5 years ago, no one really knew much about the Astros. Maybe they knew about Altuve, but the whole city was behind them. It was really amazing just to see how everybody was so involved.
We had dozens of friends say some form of this.
Yeah.
But down on the field after the game, one of the local sports anchors told Brian, first thing I thought of was my father.
Yeah.
Or the other I thought of my grandmother or grandfather, how they would watch the games together. And I've gone around town and said to husbands and wives, at any point did one of you cry? And everyone has said, at some point, I cried. And one guy told me, he goes, you kidding? No, I didn't cry. And his wife said, now, Game 6 against the Yankees, I looked over there and there were tears running down your eyes.
It wasn't dusty in that room. Don't try to lie.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, those memories are things that you will tell everyone and anyone for the rest of your life. You'll never forget where you were and what you're doing. I think that's really special.
Well, it used to be like that. I never forget where I was when they lost to the Mets in the NLCS in 86 when I was 16, and I pulled the Mets pennant off my wall and wadded it up because I had all the pennants from all the teams. But yesterday I ran into Joe Sambito, who's an agent now. He pitched for the Astros in the 70s and the 80s,
yeah,
and you know, went through some heartbreaks. And he said people were texting him congratulations. He was like, he didn't understand it at first, but he was like, you know what, they won this for me too. They won it for all the Astros, that played previously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we saw Bagwell and Biggio on the field after the game.
Yeah, yeah, what was that like?
And they seemed, the emotions seemed... Yeah. More than they could describe. Reed Ryan, Nolan was crying, I don't think, but Reed Ryan, the president of the team, he was certainly crying. And I see George Springer's dad after the game, and he goes, don't even look at me. And he points to his wife, George's mom, and she's a basket case.
That's
how it hit people.
Yeah, I think that's great, though. Let the emotions come in. It's well-deserved. We have a ton of questions coming in on Facebook right now, so we're going to get to those. We're going to skip my questions because these are way better. We've got Rick, who asks us, Gregerson leaving didn't faze me. Any other departures about to hit us?
I don't think so. I mean, they lost Gregerson.
Right.
You know, he played a key role in the bullpen the last few years. Mike Fiers has signed a contract, but, you know, they didn't tender him a contract, so that was no surprise. But all the key pieces are coming back. Their whole lineup's back. The rotation is back.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to add right now, but they're not going to lose anybody else unless they make some sort of trade, which I don't think they will, where it would impact the major league club.
I wanted to know, their top prospect is Kyle Tucker, young outfielder. He got to AAA last year, right? Barely?
Double A.
Double A. Left-handed hitter. Do you see him not in the mix opening day, but
no,
by the All-Star break?
Probably not. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be hard to crack that lineup, but I do think maybe in September he could get his feet wet. I mean, I think he's only 20 years old still. But I think going into 2019, I think Kyle Tucker's, you know, a big part of their plans. I mean, right now they have Springer in center, Reddick in right. Fisher's going to get a look in left field.
And that's another guy we should mention. He's a top prospect, Derek Fisher.
Yeah. Right.
How do you get him at bats?
Well, left field is going to be kind of the open area. Marwin Gonzalez is going to, you know, he played left throughout the playoffs, but they want to move him around more. But Fisher's going to get a lot of those at-bats. Colin Moran might even get some at-bats in left field. But, you know, Fisher, we all know him from scoring the winning run in Game 5 of the World Series. But the kid's got a pretty good track record in the minor leagues of hitting with a speed-power combination. So he's going to get a shot as well.
Okay, so, Caitlin, I think you're going to like this question, Brian. Brian, are you writing a new book covering the World Series experience?
No. Well, you know, MLB came out with their official coffee table book, Mission Accomplished, and there are a few words in there that I wrote. Also, A.J. Hinch wrote some words, Springer, McCann, and somebody else can't remember. But, you know, I did write that Astros book a couple years ago, are going to have a World Series edition.
What was the name of that book?
100 Things Astros Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. World Series edition coming out.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Dora asks, for how many seasons will Keuchel remain an Astro?
Well, at least one more.
Yeah.
We all know that he's going to be a free agent after next year, and he recently changed agents to Scott Boras, which means he's probably going to test the free agent waters. So.
Okay.
And I know Dallas is going to go out there and try to get his market worth, which will be a huge contract, especially if he can prove he's healthy after a couple of seasons where he was hindered by injury. But he's only 29. He'll turn 30 on January 1st, and so this will be his one chance, I think, to get that big deal. So I think he's going to go for it. Whether the Astros can keep him, you know, I'm not sure, but they do have some young pitchers coming up through the system. But let's at least enjoy the beard for one more year.
So. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, let's see. Moss asks, who on the current roster can fill in for Fires, or do you think the Astros will trade for a fill-in?
Well, they have how many starting pitchers? Six right now?
Six.
Okay. Right. But I think the way Jeff Luhnow works is he's going to go kick the tires on other starting pitchers.
Yeah.
Because how many are you going to need at the end of the day? 10, 12? And who's their top pitching prospect?
Forrest Whitley.
Yeah, Forrest Whitley is probably.
He could be up by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like Tucker. Well, last year they had four starters on the DL at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to need the pitching depth. Plus, if they can sign another starter, they could move Peacock to the bullpen. That would take care of one of their bullpen needs. But, you know, Fires wasn't active on the playoff roster, so
right.
I don't think they're – I mean, he did a nice job in the middle of the season, that 10-start stretch where everyone
right.
was injured.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he was kind of an expendable piece.
This is a luxury not many teams have. You have six starters. I mean, six major league-ready starters.
Ready to go.
And you're going to need 8, 10, 12
yeah.
before the year's over. So, you know, while we hear teams down here, we need a fourth starter, a fifth starter – well, the good teams are looking for a seventh, an eighth, and a ninth starter.
And we're not even talking about Joe Musgrove, who
right.
was in the rotation for most of the year, and now he's in relief. He could be in the mix as well. So they have a lot of starting pitching.
I like that. Okay, I like this question, too. Hopefully both of you maybe have one. Jennifer asks, which Astros prospect do you like best and why?
Well, I was at the Futures game and saw Kyle Tucker turn on a 102-mile-an-hour fastball. I mean,
he's pretty good.
He's just... You know, they took, help me here, Bregman second in the 15 draft, and Tucker went fifth, right?
He was
second
fifth,
and
yeah.
fifth. So you're drafted fifth in the draft. You're a top prospect.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that walks like a star. And just to see him with that, he's got a slow demeanor and a fast bat. I mean, I think the Astros would say that one of the reasons they didn't get Justin Verlander at the trade deadline is Kyle Tucker was untouchable,
yeah.
and they were going to make that deal without throwing him in it. That's what that's how they value him. Maybe not like they value Alex Bregman, but he's pretty far up there.
Okay, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for
answer.
Me, it's Forrest Whitley. I mean, they're the top two guys. Whitley, the pitcher. I mean, he had his Double-A debut last year, and he came. I think struck out 11 guys at 20 years old in the Texas League. So,
man.
Big tall kid, just has great stuff, and you know, I think he'll be pitching in the big league rotation at 21, 22 at the latest.
Thoughts on making McCullers our closer?
Uh-oh.
High leverage relief? What do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I
sorry,
think,
Tony.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I know he pitched in relief some in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In Game 7 of the ALCS, he finished that game out. But look, Lance McCullers is a starter.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's basically a two-pitch guy, but, you know, he's still, his stuff's good enough if he can work that change up to where you want him starting. If he's healthy, he's a guy that could be a top-of-the-rotation starter.
What do you think?
The value of a top-of-the-rotation starter
is probably 10 times what a reliever is, and that means earning power and all that. But guys want to start. Joe, we talked about Joe Musgrove. I mean, he wants to start, right?
Sure, yeah.
He still wants to start. Lance McCullers has a chance to be a star, and you want to exhaust every possibility of him being a starter. I think the Astros see him in their rotation for the foreseeable future.
You know what else I think he wants to be? I saw on Twitter that he's trying to get into a Marvel movie. Did you guys see that? Do you know what I'm talking about? He's trying to play and act. I don't know if you have time for that, Lance McCullers.
He's involved in a lot of stuff.
He's involved.
Well, he has a foundation. He's 23 years old, has a foundation. I didn't have a foundation at 23. Still don't have one. But, yeah, he does a lot of good stuff for the community as well.
Great guy. All right, we have a couple of people on Facebook right now asking about Christian Yelich playing left field for the Astros. What do you think about that? Marcell Ozuna just went to the Cardinals. So what about Yelich?
He would look great in left field. I don't think the Astros are willing to give up the prospects I think they would take to get that deal. I mean, look at, you know, the price for Ozuna. They're going to want more for Yelich. I mean, he'd be perfect, and the contract is good, but, I mean, they could use him. They don't need him. I mean, they have the best offense, and in the majors, you know, he and Jake Marisnik are very, very close, so that would be a cool little story, but I just don't see them adding that kind of caliber offensive player.
Okay. All right, James. James, you're asking, what is Jose Altuve's contract situation? Is an extension on the horizon?
No.
Okay.
He's represented by Scott Boras. It's 2 more years, right?
Option years, right?
Yeah, he's got a very team-friendly contract. Mm-hmm. He will be a free agent at 29 years old, and I've asked Scott Boras three or four times, why don't you go in and redo this contract? And he answers the same way each time. He's going to be a free agent at 29. He's going to be a multiple batting champion, an American League MVP. He is underpaid now.
Yeah.
He is going to make plenty of money.
He made a lot of Astros fans smile right now.
Yeah, look, here's the deal. Like, would the Astros like to sign him to an extension? Absolutely.
Sure.
Scott Boras believes in letting players go to the market, and the market sets the value. And that's part of what we're running so behind here. His guys, Arrieta and J.D. Martinez, et cetera. I mean, the market hasn't started yet. And he believes don't put a cap on a player. Let's see what he can make.
Brian, what were you saying?
Well, Harper and Machado, when they go to free agency, I think whatever they get, Altuve could get that or not more. I mean, I think he'll set the standard, and they'll shoot higher than that. So he's in line for a huge payday.
Has anybody in baseball accomplished more than Jose Altuve the last 5 years?
That feels like a trick question.
Well, All-Star, batting champ, MVP, World Series champ.
Three-time batting champ. He's got 5 All-Star games.
I'm going to say the answer is no.
Well, I mean, the point is, when we talk about Harper or Trout, I mean, this is an elite guy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about another elite guy that the Astros didn't get, but that's all right. Michael asks, please talk about the reaction within the Astros of the Stanton trade to the Yankees. We're going to close this chapter after this question, though, on the Stanton conversation. Brian?
Yeah, I asked AJ and Jeff Luno about that, and they thought it was interesting. Obviously, they went 7 games with the Yankees in a toe-to-toe series, and now the Yankees are adding Stanton, who's coming from the National League, so the American League is getting that much tougher. But, you know, I think they're looking forward to the challenge of facing them. But I don't think there's any doubt if they, you know, want to win the World Series again, they're probably going to have to find a way to go through the Yankees, and the Yankees are going to have to find a way to go through Houston, as Alex Bregman reminded us on Twitter
the other day. Yeah, Bregman has already tweeted, the road still goes through Houston.
Right.
Yeah, he did. He's a good follow on Twitter,
by the way. Yeah.
All right, last question, and going back to the World Series, Michael asks, do you think we get back to the World Series? We have a star-studded team. Guys?
It's hard to say. I mean, they have a really good shot. I mean, they have everybody back. I mean, as we saw, you get in a series and anything can happen. One pitch, one play. I mean, they were toe-to-toe with the Yankees for 7 games, toe-to-toe with the Dodgers for 7 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, Marwin Gonzalez doesn't hit that home run in game 2. They don't win the World Series. So it just depends. But I think they have a great shot. I mean, I think they'll win the division going away. If they're healthy, the rotation going into the playoffs, they'll be in great shape. And with the Indians and the Yankees and who else, who would be their big contenders?
Well, the Angels may be good.
The Angels will be better.
Jeff Luno and every other general manager will tell you the same thing. You never put a team together with the idea of winning the World Series. You put a team together with the idea of competing, getting to October, and then giving it a try. You know, because when you look back on it, even the Boston series, it was just four games.
Yeah.
Those games, some of the road games turned this way and that. They had to come from 3-2 down to beat the Yankees. So you get close, you got a shot.
All right. Well, everyone's going to have to wait a little bit longer to see if the Astros can go back-to-back. But thanks for hanging out with us at the winter meetings. I'm Danny Wechselman, Richard Justice, Brian McTaggart. You can go to astros.com to check out all the latest, and we'll talk to you guys soon.